sent us a letter that you will have a big fest for the 23 years, the birthday of the 23 years of the Women Lesbian Center in Vienna.
Yes, right.
allora ci hai mandato una lettera, vi avete mandato una lettera per informarci che ci sarà una festa per festeggiare il compleanno dei 33 anni della Women Lesbian Center, del centro di donne e lesbiche di Vienna. Can you say us something about the center?
Just the short story, just from the her story, is that in 78, also where there was a quite strong feminist movement also in Vienna, there started women to make, they say they want to have a big center, and they started to meet, and they tried to find empty houses, and in the end they it was not so easy in the beginning. Some they found it, they were rotten down before they could go in, but in the end then they went in the place where we are in the moment at 81, and it's a very big center. Some of feminist and lesbians from Rome know it. It's about 3 floors, and it's a self-organized place. The house, there are different mixed groups, but the Women Lesbian Center is self-organized by ourselves.
Is it an occupied place?
Yeah, it's a kind of occupied place. As until now, we don't have any kind of contract, and we don't pay rent and no electricity. But it's always a fight. So it's, I think over some years they try to make a contract and to take money, but till now we managed it to keep it like it is.
Very nice. And can you say us some of the activities that are going on in the center?
Yeah, in the moment, it's a long, different stories. There were different groups about feminist activism, and all the years they started here. Some are still in the house, and some went out to find another own place. In the moment, one part is feminist self-defense is organized within the center. Then there are the migrant women here till the beginning. They make special support for migrant women for to get paper, the support for education, or and the fight against racism and of the state and of the daily racism. And then there is also a kind of bar, so it's a public place for women to come in to make parties there, or to make speeches there, or activities. Then there is, I don't know in English, the kind of handicrafts, I think.
Yes.
In English. You work with metal or wood or things like this. So this was always part of the women's center, that women make take all the building up and renovation by themselves. And so there, as till now, they call feminist handicrafts, I think it's called in English. And then there was always meetings about the 8th of March for the prepared demonstrations. The meetings are there, or other groups use it for international meeting or Austrian-wide meeting. They use the place for to meet there. And then there was also different kind of activities, like against anti-psychiatry, or against racism, against the resistance of feminist resistance against genetic technology. And always the lesbians, feminist lesbians, were also a very important part. They were, and they are till now, with different kind of discussions and activities and parties and so on.
Okay.
So that's the main point, I say, in a moment.
Okay, and what did you promise for the birthday?
Yeah, for the birthday, the one thing is that we make a big party on Saturday, and before, on midday, we make a feminist demonstration against sexism, racism, and the exploitation of women's work, because we said that feminist resistance is always also in the streets, so we make on the same day. Midday a demonstration,
yeah.
In the afternoon, early night starts the big party. And the other point is that we start now, and in the next month we make kind of were different activists in all the in 30 years. They tell their stories, what they were doing, and how it was in the center, and how the situation of the feminist movement was in this time. So there will be each month one of these cafes, we call it, where they tell the stories. And the other point is that because there was a lot of feminist activities in the years, discussions who are still going on or have also changed a little bit. So we make each month we make one point who was important during all the years and make different activities. So for example, in November we make against anti-psychiatry. We make three or four meetings where women tell the big experiences in groups. There will be women anti-psychiatric groups in the center, and also how to handle with the, when you have psychic crisis and how you can support each other. So this will be in November, and in December we make special points against anti-racism. And then we plan on each month different discussions against sexual violence and feminist resistance, and against with lesbians, special lesbian existence, and also anti-fascism and anti-fascist memorial. International, that feminist resistance is international, with about different women's movement, feminist movement in different countries, and also about feminist resistance against war and imperialism, and so on. There are, it's a lot of plans for the next month.
Yes, you have a lot of work.
Yeah, that is also true. Now, I just want to say that I like this idea. We find out that we make, because there was and are so many feminist discussions, and that we want to make them visible, also how we discussed it in our first story, and also how it is discussed today, that we bring these discussions together. Also, this idea I like very much, and I hope it will work out like we think in the moment.
Okay. So I can say that we as the radio of Lesbian and Feminist, we can say you and all the center, all the friend and the lesbian and feminist from Wien, that we send you a big auguri.
Yeah, and I want to say greetings to all feminists and lesbians in Rome.
Yes.